The Volume.
The thrill and excitement of March Mania is here, and DraftKings Sportsbook, one of America's top-rated sportsbook apps, is giving new customers a shot to turn $5 into $150 instantly in bonus bet with any college basketball bet. North Carolina listeners, don't forget, DraftKings Sportsbook is now live in your state. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code Shannon. New customers can bet $5 and get $150 instantly in bonus bets. Only at DraftKings Sportsbook with code Shannon. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 and over, age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Superchargers, headlights, and more. With over 122 million parts, eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your parts is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Stay on your A-game with all the parts you need at prices you want. It's easy to bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is a very interesting topic, Ocho. Coach Prime said there are certain teams his stars, Shedeur Sanders and Travis Hunter, won't play for. Let's take a listen to Coach Prime.
Where do you predict Shedeur and Travis going in the draft?
Top four.
Ooh, that's beautiful.
Anywhere from 1 through 4. One of them is going to be one.
That's what I'm talking about.
One of them is going to be
speaking into existence.
And the latter one would not go behind four. Now, all this is subjective because I know where I want them to go. Mm-hmm. And let's not forget Shallow, okay? Mm-hmm. But I know where I want them to go. So there's certain cities that ain't going to happen.
It's okay, you on point.
It's going to be it's going to be an Eli.
Hey, come on now.
That was Coach Prime on Million Dollars Worth of Game podcast with Gilly and Wallow.
I like it.
What's your thought? First, in today's game, I don't know if a corner or wide receiver will ever go over number one again, because I believe they'll take a quarterback or a defensive play, a D lineman, Myles Garrett, the Aaron Donalds. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I believe that. But I get what he's saying. He's saying he believes that Shedeur and Trav, somewhere between 1 and 4. What are your thoughts on what he said? Go ahead.
Well, I think Shedeur would be the one going first.
I would think so.
I would think Shedeur would be the one going first. And Travis Hunter is such a special player. He's such a special player, obviously someone that can play on both sides of the ball. And I think there's value in that for an NFL team that knows how to use him correctly, being able to do what Deion Sanders did, being able to do what Champ Bailey was able to do as well. We haven't seen it much in this day, but it would be good to bring it back and have a two-way player like him that is really good on both sides of the ball. I'm sure he will have a specific position that he is required to play, which yes. I think will be DB as opposed to receiver, he's really good. He's really good. Now, as far as what Prime is saying, he is one of the few people in the history of the game, along with Archie Manning, that can pull off exactly what he said.
Yes, I believe it.
Because he understands it could be more harmful than good based on where his son went to play quarterback. Because he understands the development and the importance of being in the right organization, for one, understanding what they have offensively, for two, and how that organization and management is run. It's very important. It's very imperative that your quarterback, or his son in this case, goes to the right place. Very important. And he already knows what those places are. I'm not sure. We could probably break it down. We can eliminate the teams that you know don't need a quarterback.
Right.
And we could talk about the ones that do. What do you think? What do you think about it?
This has only happened a handful of time. My agent that I have now, he handled the John Elway situation when John was drafted number one overall by the Baltimore Colts, said he wasn't going to play there. But there are a lot of there were a lot of things because if you remember, the Baltimore Colts the next year moved to Indy.
Mm.
They knew some things were going on behind the scenes that a lot of people didn't know.
Okay.
So he says, I don't really want to be a part of that. And then we have fast forward 2004. So we're looking at about 20 plus years later. We see Archie Eli is like, look, I don't want to be in San Diego. I don't want to be at the Chargers. I don't know if he didn't want to be in San Diego or wanted to be in the AFC. I want to be in the NFC away from my brother. So that way, if we have to meet, we're going to meet in the Super Bowl. We're not going to knock one of us out of an opportunity to play in the Super Bowl. So whatever the case may be. For me, I'd probably just be happy. Look, we all want our kids to go to the best situation, Ocho.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But you understand, as your kid is great, you're probably going to go to a crappy team.
Yeah, especially if you're going to be the number one pick.
Yeah, you're not going to be James Worthy. You're not going to be James Worthy and go to a team that won the championship the year before. He went to the Lakers and he was the number one pick. That doesn't happen in football. The number one pick, Kansas City is not getting the number one pick. You know what I'm saying, Ocho? That's not going to happen. And so, and I get what he's saying, that look, he's been on record saying, I want my son to play in somewhere that's, if it's cold weather, it needs to be a dome. But if it's going to be cold and it's outside, I mean, if he's going to be outside, I kind of want it to be warm weather.
Right.
Now, can he pull it off twice? I don't know. One, they might give him. I don't know if he's going to be able to do it twice.
Damn. I'm excited for him. I'm excited for Shador, I'm excited for Travis Hunter. Hell, I want to see the season. I know the season going to be crazy. The season's going to be crazy. So I'm excited for both of them. And I can't wait. I want to see Mel Kiper's board and his draft stuff and all that stuff is probably not going to come out until a little later, especially if Shador plays well, which I'm sure they will do based on some of the changes in recruits that they've gotten over there in Colorado. So I could see him going one, especially if he plays well.
Yeah. And so I just like I said, for me, Prime has always been hand on with his kids. I ain't got no problem. That's how he's like that. LeVar Ball has always been hands on with his kid. Archie was hands on with his kid, except Peyton. Peyton made the decision on his own because I met Archie at the Super Bowl in Miami. The year the Super Bowl was in Miami. I had to be like 94, I think.
Mm.
The Chargers played 49ers. So I think that was like 94. And he's like, let Peyton make his own decision. Peyton wanted to go to Tennessee. Didn't want to be in his dad's shadow. But I stay out of it. I stay out of it. Yeah. Look, the one thing I know about Prime, I don't know a whole lot of other coaches that play, but I know this one. I know this dude. He He don't care what y'all think.
Oh, no, at all.
Man,
never
stay
had.
Out of it. Let that man, you ain't no Archie. Prime don't care. Prime gonna do what he absolutely believes is in the best interest of his kid. So you could say he's LeVar Ball. You could say he's a combination of Archie Manning or whomever else. Prime don't care.
Nah.
He don't. He doesn't. He doesn't. And I don't know how that he... But nothing bothers him.
Nah.
And I know he sees it. I know he sees it. And if he doesn't see it, I know somebody else sees it. I know he hears it. If he doesn't hear it, somebody else hears it.
Yeah. But he's always been that way.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
None of this bothers him. Because it was like this when he was playing. They were talking when he was playing.
Yeah.
He didn't care. Refused to change.
But you
never
has. But you know what it is? Things that I let things slide. But now when you bring my kids into the equation, see, now we're talking about something different.
Right.
Now we got now we got a whole different element at play, Ocho. Because the things that didn't bother me, now you're dealing with them because everything I do is for them.
Right.
And we try to shield them for all the nonsense that we have to deal with. And a lot of times we deal with it so they don't have to.
Have to, yeah. But that's going to be hard. It's going to be hard to shield them. Because, you know, with media, is different.
Your last name, people, Sanders?
People don't take their shots.
I'm going to give you some of this what I gave him.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it's coming. No matter what. You can't get away from it. Now, I think the kids of Shador, Shiloh, they're built for that.
Yeah.
So they probably not going to allow that to bother them either because they've been brought up that way.
Sam,
understand, this is what comes with the territory.
Shiloh said, I've been his son my whole life. I've had to deal. I've been a Sanders. I've had to deal with this throughout the entirety. So what changes? The only thing changes, the games become a little bit more important. The dollar amount I'm making is a little higher, but nothing changes.
Right.
I'm Shador Sanders. I'm Coach Prime's son. Some people are going to like me. Some people are not,
some
just because
not.
They didn't like him. So if you don't like him, hey, you're not going to like me. That's just the way it is. But they've done a great job of handling it. And Coach Prime has done a great job of blocking the sound out. Kim Mulkey threatens the Washington Post with a lawsuit during a 4-minute tirade over unpublished article. Kim did the opposite of making people uninterested in the article. Let's hear what she had to say, Ocho.
Come on, talk it, mama.
This reporter has been working on a story about me for 2 years. After 2 years of trying to get me to sit with him for an interview, he contacts LSU on Tuesday as we were getting ready for the first round game of this tournament with more than a dozen questions, demanding a response by Thursday, right before we're scheduled to tip off. Are you kidding me?
Hold on.
Mm.
If I'm not mistaken, she said the reporter has been trying to get her to sit for 2 years.
Two.
So at any point in time, did she ask the reporter, can you shoot me some questions?
Right. But it's probably a reporter that she really don't get along with because it seems like the reporter. the reporter trying to be a little devious. It seemed like the reporter has some information on her that he doesn't want to reveal, that I'm assuming only he knows, which I doubt. It's just him that knows. No one else has brought it to her, the world's attention. But I think he's trying to use it as bait to get some of the questions he wants answered.
This is how you...
And did he release it yet?
No.
Did it come out?
But here's the thing. Now tell me what you think people want to do. Tell me what you think people want to read, Ocho. This article.
Yeah, most definitely.
So I'm hold on. Definitely. So let me get this straight, Ocho. So for 2 years, you was uninterested in anything this man might potentially have to say.
Mm-hmm.
Now all of a sudden,
you interested?
Well, damn.
Well, I think the fact that he called the school, now that takes it to a whole nother a different level. Now you're calling my employer, chastising them about some questions. So now they brought it to my attention to ask me, well, what the hell is going on with this reporter? Okay, so now you're crossing the line. Now you're affecting my job and my workplace because now you got LSU involved. So now I got to take care of this and address something that really has no legs.
No.
Or maybe it does. Maybe this table does have legs.
Here's the thing. I think she got wind that there are some disgruntled players that's a part of this article.
Wait a minute. You think they talking about her?
What did I tell you? Who would tell you the truth, Ocho? Drunks, kids, and angry people. Now, she's dealing with two of them. Kids and angry. She got two of the three. Now, if they've been sipping on something out of Shea by LaPortier, she got the trifecta. She in a heap of trouble.
Okay, you're right. I'm not even going to go there. But obviously, the players that might be upset would be the ones that aren't really contributing to the success of the team. That's normally how that works. That's normally how that happens, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, that could possibly be true. And a lot of times when people are disgruntled, everything that the disgruntled person might be saying is true. But a lot of times people will disregard it because you are disgruntled. Not saying that Kim Mulkey, whatever they say, I don't know. I'm not privy to any insider information. But what they say, it might be true. Everything verbatim. But because you're angry, I'm going to disregard it.
Right. Damn. I'm trying to sit here and I'm thinking to myself, like, what can it be? Because it has to be somewhat important for her to even address it, because the table didn't have any legs. And the fact that what you did just now in addressing it through the media, because the reporter called your school, it might give the table legs when there were no legs to begin with. But it has to be something important that she knows if it gets out, this might not look right.
Yeah.
If he's giving you a deadline, we need to come out and say this or answer these questions because these certain players might have said something. But like of all time, the timing ain't right, though. Of all time to do that?
Ocho, people like Kim Mulkey, myself, yourself, high-value individuals. If somebody's trying to get in touch with us over and over, and it might have something. That's what we got lawyers for. Contact my lawyer. Give him the questions. Let me look them over. She and I have a conversation. What's the damage? If I answer these questions, what's the damage if I don't?
I like that. I like that. You know, it's very difficult as a coach too. Now that I think about it, just hypothetically speaking, if it is players that are unhappy with the way things were run, it's very, very difficult when you're in a winning environment to keep everybody happy.
Yeah, for sure.
It's very difficult. So there's always going to be something that can be said, unless it's just something outrageous or egregious that was going on or being done. But I really can't see that happening, especially with a women's basketball coach. I'm not sure how bad it actually could have been. But, like, it's very difficult.
Yeah.
When things are going well and it's a bunch of women and everyone just be happy. I mean, some people might not be happy with their role. Some people might not be happy with the decreased minutes or maybe her showing favoritism to other players, specific players, for that matter, who are doing really well. Ain't no telling what it is. Now, I'm curious.
Well, this might go back because she's only been at LSU for 2 years. This probably going to have something to do with some former Baylor players where she spent a majority of her career.
Wait. Baylor?
Mm-hmm.
They ain't trying to... Oh, shit, my bad. And I ain't trying to hear about no Baylor, man.
Yeah, but you...
I ain't trying to hear about what happened back then.
A lot of people going to want to hear about it. Your public figure, Ocho. People want to hear about... People want to hear about any transgressions you may or may not have had. That's the society we live in, Ocho.
Damn. I don't like that, bro.
That's why you don't run for public office if you got things that you tried to cover up. Because, no man can outrun his past, because all it does is make you tired when it catches up with you.
Ooh. Hey, see, you wonder why.
I'm done, Ocho. I ain't got no more bars for you tonight, Ocho.
Okay.
The only bar I got for you is a Nestle Crunch. I got a Nestle Crunch in the refrigerator.
Okay. I like you. I like where you're going. See, that's why I'm running for office. I'm going to run for office.
Nah, I ain't running for nothing.
No.
I'm running my mouth. That's all I got to run. you know, we growing up, Ocho, how you leave the car running out of the car. I only leave my car island now. That's what I'm scared. Somebody yeah. gonna jump in and take off. I remember, Ocho, look, when we were growing up, you didn't you? I'm not even just growing up. I'm talking about probably up to like 15, 10 years ago. Right. I go in the gas station, leave my car, leave key in the car, leave everything. Leave.
I wish I
might.
Oh, not today.
Hell no.
Leave what running? At the gas. Listen, there was a time where it was okay.
Yes.
There was a time where it was okay. You could leave your car running, walk in the gas station, buy your Snickers, buy your Coke.
Brown.
Now?
Yes.
Or your car be gone.
Gone.
What? Out of there.
Nothing. I don't leave. No, I can't. No. No. You can't leave nothing in the car. I only leave the car island in my driveway. I'm not going to give anybody any incentive. Sometimes, Ocho, you have to protect people from themselves.
Yeah. 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 Man, and you know what's really bad about that? And I think about human nature. I think about people that make mistakes in life, mm-hmm. that go through their trials and their tribulations, their peaks, their valleys, their highs, their lows, and then they reach a certain point in life where there's something that they want to achieve, and they do everything they can to attain whatever that dream may be. Sometimes it's in political office, sometimes it's a high school coach or a college coach, and then the past and that journey mm-hmm. to get to that pinnacle or that point of something that you've always dreamed of or worked for, but then the past come back and it haunts you.
Mm-hmm.
We're not perfect, huh?
No, for sure.
We're not perfect. We all make mistakes. Human error is inevitable. We do everything we can and try not to fuck up. But at times in life, we make mistakes. You've made them. Hell, I've made them, you know, and it's a part of life. If life came with a fucking instruction booklet, we'd all be perfect.
Nah,
it doesn't come with an instruction booklet.
Even if it does, how many people read the instructions to when they get something? So even if life came with instructions or directions, how many people are going to actually follow them?
What are you talking there? You talking there? Come on there. It's Sunday. Go ahead.
We know everything. Can't nobody tell you nothing.
Yeah.
Oh, he think he know more than me. What, damn it? Yeah, do it yourself. That's just the way that's how we are, Ocho. We hate people. I mean, it's almost like I hate to try to give people advice because, like, you're not gonna listen to anything I want to say. It's like when people ask me, Shannon, well, how do you eat? Well, I say, well, you know, I eat this in the morning and then I eat this. Mm-hmm. Man, what about pizza? You don't need, man, you know I gotta have CC. Now you just asked me, how did I eat? How do I stay and look like I can still play, even though I can't? I'm trying to tell you, but you don't want to do it.
Right.
So even if life had an instruction manual, how many people you actually think would read it, Ocho, and then follow it?
That was a good one. But, that's crazy. That's crazy.
Because most of the time, we take stuff out of the box. We're going to try to do it ourselves. Then
Especially if it's something you're familiar with.
And then when
it's something you're familiar with, you're going to try to put it together by yourself.
And then once you F it up, that's what I was supposed to do. Kind of like life. You make the mistakes and you go back and correct. See that? See that
one? Yeah. I'm with you when you're right now. That one thing about it. I'm with you when you're right.
So I don't, like I said, it says she potentially found out that there were players participating. While the players are disgruntled, news organization grant people anonymity to speak freely about people in power without fear of retribution or retaliation. And this is an example why. But here's the thing. Whistleblowers have been really, really good. They helped a lot. Whistleblowers, what we got with Watergate. Deep Throat did the country a huge service.
Yes, sir.
But we already know what happens. That person is never the same. That person's family is never the same.
No, absolutely not. Especially at that level. No.
So, you know, you want to have anonymity. You want to be able to speak freely without retaliation or retribution. And this is why you do that. Because Kim Mulkey, you know, she's a powerful, powerful figure.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, I probably wouldn't have read it, but because she's so animated, I got to see what they're talking about now. Because she got me interested, don't you? I mean, mm-hmm. I ain't really got time. You know, I got a lot of other stuff that I need to read and prepare for. But
right.
I'm going to see what they say.
Yeah.
Is what it is. Bill,
it's unfortunate.
Go ahead. You want to ask something?
No, I was just saying it's unfortunate. It's unfortunate.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, digs deep into the history of professional basketball, along with my own as one of the first female sportscasters.
Now let's get you up to speed on what else happened around the NBA today.
We talked to all sorts of people I interacted with, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley, and recap iconic moments.
Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rocked the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
As well as some of the wild stories behind the scenes.
We were like, what? What are we in for? The scoreboard crashes before we even tip a game off.
Today, the NBA is a global sports and entertainment giant. Players are multimillionaires and cultural icons.
Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala, up for the layup. Oh, blocked by James! LeBron James!
And these stories are about how we got here, both on and off the court. And what's next? Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Nikki Glaser Podcast.
Her roast of Tom Brady stole the show. Now she's talking about it on the latest episode of the Nikki Glaser Podcast.
I said, tell Tom Brady that I'm the Tom Brady of roasting.
Lots of people roasted the goat, but only Nikki is still being talked about.
Every time I refresh my DMs, it's 14 blue check marks of people I didn't even know who knew me are writing like paragraphs to me.
Hear that in all episodes of the Nikki Glaser Podcast on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search the Nikki Glaser Podcast to start listening.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And guess what? So are we.
Just in case you forgot, I'm Tori Deal. I'm a 6-time finalist and a Challenge champion.
And I'm Anissa Ferrer, and I've been gracing your screens for the last 2 decades. I am a veteran challenger and Challenge All-Star.
And speaking of All-Stars, All-Stars 4 is finally here.
I'm going to be honest. I literally thought this day was never going to come.
Well, the Challenge gods have answered our prayers, and we're going to be right here along with you fans covering every episode on the podcast.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, redemption seekers, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
Anyone can win, relationships matter, and only one all-star will claim the title of Challenge Champion.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bill Self admits to looking forward to next season. Bill Self put his foot in his mouth Saturday after Kansas was eliminated from the second round of the NCAA tournament with a blowout loss to Gonzaga. During the press conference, Self was asked if he's ready looking forward to next season. Let's take a listen to his answer.
For the last month, I've been thinking about next season, to be honest. Not in the moments during the game, but, obviously we played... We had 8 guys on scholarship and we play, that were healthy there late, and, you know, injuries are part of the game. So that's not an excuse, but we could have done a much better job as a staff, putting more guys out there that we could play.
Man, what buddy talking about, huh?
Tell me so we both know. So you was thinking about next season. So what should the players have been thinking about?
Well, I mean, he did say he was thinking about next season, not during the games.
Okay, what should the players been thinking about not during the game? If the coach thinking about it, aren't we a reflection of our coaches? Don't we take on the personality? I've heard it all the time, Ocho. You heard it.
Yeah.
You are a reflection. Yeah. You take on the personality of your coach. So if that's what he's thinking about, that's probably why they have their ass home, because that's what they were thinking about. It's okay. Everything that comes up doesn't have to come out, Ocho. He could have kept that. I don't know why. I don't know what he thought what was going to happen. Like, oh my goodness, Bill Self is already thinking about next year.
He got to have something to say. But obviously, if you out determined already, well, obviously you might want to be moving on to next year. You might want to. And then he says, well, I think what we could have done is we planned some of the players that didn't play. So obviously what you're telling us is that the players that didn't play weren't good enough to give you a chance to win. I mean, you might as well just call a spade instead of saying some of the things that you're saying. But listen, Candace is good, right? They were once good, if I'm not mistaken. Candace, North Carolina, Duke, Michigan. I'm not sure if those same teams are still the cream of the crop or the creme de la creme when it comes to college basketball. Mm-hmm. Or has things changed? Is UConn still up there?
Yeah, no? UConn is the number one seed. They're number one overall. They're looking to repeat.
Okay.
The Blue Bloods, the Kansas, not Kansas, they got sent home. Kentucky got sent home. Duke still in it. What about Carolina still in it.
Okay.
Damn. I don't. Like I said, I don't know what he coach would be thinking, bro. That's not a good look. So if I'm thinking about going there, bro. You already think? Oh, you was thinking about next season and during the season.
Yeah, he tripping. He probably might come back and clean it up.
Clean that up, Ocho. What I tell you, word spoken and deeds done. You can't get that back. If I'm in court, you the attorney. You the attorney, and I say something. You jump up and say, "Yeah, object." The judge says, "Sustain." The jury already heard it. How you make them unhear what I already said?
Yeah, he'll probably try to come back and clarify. I guarantee you.
That's okay. I already heard what he said.
If this catches any flack or not flack or just gets any kind of movement and traction, he gonna come back and clarify what he meant. Watch. Guarantee you. Always happens.
What did he say? Yeah.
He said
he was thinking about next season.
Thinking about next season.
Okay. How he cleaned that up?
You better than me. you know better than me, but he gonna find some way to say it. You know better than me. It happens all the time.
Yeah, sure. I can't even be mad at it. Check this out. A model claims she had Jalen Green's baby last month.
What she look like?
I mean, maybe he got a type, but a model claims she has Jalen Green's baby last month.
Uh-oh.
While a stripper claims she and Drea have the same due date.
Okay.
If true, Jalen Green will have 3 kids in a 12-month span.
Oh, he think he me.
Man, thank you, me. Hey, man, that baby arm was working overtime. He working overtime, Ocho.
Yeah, he working overtime. Listen, you're young, you're 22, you getting it out the way.
Mm-hmm. He was serving up a lot of baby gravy. And I told you, them young boy with that baby gravy, you see what happened? Yeah. 3 of them. Boop, boop, boop.
Do you think this is true? What you think? I don't know. I don't think women would have a reason to lie. What you think? No? Yes? Hey, man. Listen, young bull out there, man. Listen,
You beat that literally.
Listen, the game is the game, man. The game has always been the game, man. It's what it is. I mean, how many times have we seen
him, Ocho? I can't even be mad at him. I ain't mad at him.
You notice I can't even say nothing.
Yeah.
The game is the game. This has been going on for years.
Yeah.
Sometimes, listen, we all have decisions that we make.
Hey, Ocho? You like, all right, it's not going to happen.
Yeah.
I'm just practicing.
All right. Yeah. Practice hell.
They scored every time.
Every time. You never know. And what you're going to see and what you're going to notice is you're going to see these individual true colors come out. Mm-hmm. That's what you're going to see. You're going to see these individual true colors come out because when you're this young, you ain't even lived life yet.
No, sir.
You ain't even lived life yet.
I don't think he promised them anything. And if it is, you take somebody 21 or 22 and they promise, man, you take that with a grain of salt. Ain't nobody Probably I'm gonna be with you for the rest of my life, man. Stop that.
You know that shit. Be with who? Be who? What? Child, please.
Yeah, I might not see you tomorrow. You talking about the rest of my life? What the hell you talking about? Man, what the hell y'all talking about, don't y'all?
Man. Hey, boy, you hell. I might not see you tomorrow.
Hell no. Nah. Talk about it for the rest of my life. Be with you forever. Man, please. Man, y'all better stop. Man. Hey, because the thing is, Ocho, I ain't looking. I've been there. Exactly where Jalen Green. Man, Ocho, Shanna, yeah, I'm pregnant. Damn.
All right.
Shanna, I'm pregnant. Damn.
All right. Hey, that was a good one. I might not see you tomorrow.
Shanna. Oh, God. Somebody lying. Ain't no way I... Oh, I'm thinking, ain't no way I got this kind of look.
Right.
See, man, God.
Oh, shit. Hey, boy, you got me crying with that one, boy. God damn.
Bad fleas. Hey, bro, hey, all I know is whatever the case is, he been balling. Man, he dropped 42, came back with a 41. He done body bagged somebody, raining threes.
Hey, boy, he cutting up on that field, right? Yeah. I mean, I'm talking about the field. He cutting up on that court.
Yeah.
He cutting up on that court.
He cutting up on the court. He playing the field.
Yep.
But like you say, Ocho, when you young, hey, you know what? I ain't moving to Houston. I was thinking about moving to Houston. I ain't going.
You change your mind?
I changed my mind.
But actually, you know what? Listen, you in a different place in life. You know, you're a lot more mature. Your decision making is a lot sharper. You see that was a bar right there.
Yeah,
sharper.
Yeah, it is
sharper.
Yeah, but I'm
sharp.
I'm still a man.
Yeah, you'll be fine. You'll be fine.
I ain't no Ocho. It's like a drunk. Why would I move? Why would I move next to a bar? I've been sober for all these years. Because here's the thing: when you're an addict, Ocho, guess what? Every day I gotta drive by 5 bars, 6 liquor stores. Mm-hmm. Every single day for the rest of my life.
Mm-hmm. But you got discipline, huh? That's something it's different. You done lived it already. So you can move to Houston because
living.
You know what.
I'm still living.
Yo.
Oh yeah.
You ain't living. Hey, listen, you alive, but you ain't living. I need that. You alive, but you ain't living. Now there's a difference now. You might be living in terms of what you may think living is, but you ain't really out there
Ocho,
yet.
But
you
here,
ain't out there.
Ocho, think about it now. I mean, this might give you a little indication. Now, one announced that she had just had a baby. So that tells me that she has the potential to be messy. Because she could have kept this quiet, let Jalen Green do what he gonna do, take care of it. We got this so other one. Say her due date at the same time. That's messy. Andreas. So that's the potential.
Right. So you already know what time it is. I told you their true colors gonna come out.
What you mean come?
Their true colors, I mean, shit, you already knew what time it was anyway. You understand? Well, maybe you didn't understand. Or maybe you thought, maybe they really like me for me. Come on now. You gotta understand. You got to see the vision. In order to understand, you gotta think like them.
But
it ain't you, it's what you could do.
Well, yes.
They think long term. They thinking long term.
Let me ask you a question, Ocho. Why they think you got to understand? Okay, why do you like them? Or you wanted to be a one side? You wanted to be a one sided transaction?
Oh no, sir, never that. Well, it's 18 years, nigga. Oh, my bad. Sorry. My bad. I'm sorry. But yeah, I mean, it is. He gonna be fine. He gonna be all right. He's going to be all right. Listen, he's not the first and he won't be the last.
No.
Not the first and won't be the last.
No. I mean, them young boys, they balling down there. I just need what you call them, man. Look, bro.
Who that?
Yo, look, you're 21. He probably like 20. How old Jalen Green? 22? 22.
That's it?
22.
Mm-hmm. He's going to be all right.
He just turned 22.
Yeah, he's going to be all right.
Just turned 22. Just turned it. Yeah, he's going to be fine.
He's going to be all right.
Damn. Happens, Ocho. That's what I'm saying. I'm glad. Hey.
Oh, yeah.
I am glad.
I mean, you have a lot of people. You have a lot of people that would have so much to say. You know, women be like, oh, what are you doing? Oh, you leaving all these women, blah, blah, blah. You're going to have certain men that would never be in this position to even understand. Well, if I was Jalen Green, I would be, yeah, hell, yes, you motherfucking would.
You don't know. I mean,
you don't know.
I don't, like you I don't, said, you I, don't I, know I've been unless out of that situation. Oh, I wouldn't do unless you're in that situation. You can't what you would or wouldn't do because you've never been there.
No, I don't think these fellas or the women understand. These are athletes, multi-million-dollar athletes, man, with access to the cream of the crop.
Mm-hmm.
You are 1%, and you get to pick and choose. You get to look down and pick and choose who you want to deal with. And ain't nobody telling you no. Nobody. Mm-hmm. They not. Hell, I mean, you could change anybody's motherfucking life with a little check. How much you need? 30, 50,000, 100,000?
Yeah.
Ain't nobody, everybody ain't making that.
No.
They ain't nobody turning them niggas. God, what is wrong with me? Ain't nobody turning those dudes down.
No.
Just life. It's always been that way. And it will continue to be that way.
Keep working hard, bro. You're about to be a father. You already won. You're about to be a father. If these reports are true, you're about to be a father three times over.
Hmm.
Be a father. But hey, on that court,
he balling.
Got to be here.
And that's what it's been so far. So he good.
Okay, Ocho. Which of these restaurants have the best wings? This is not a ranking in order. There's just a list of options. Okay, you got Wingstops, American Deli, JR Crickets, Hooters, Miller's.
Oh, I like this.
House of Wings. Mm-hmm. Al's Chicken Shack, Zaxby's, Buffalo Wild Wings, Twin Peaks.
Ooh, that's a good one. Listen, Wingstop has a variety of different
types of wings. They got a lot of flavors.
100 flavors. So just because they have such a different array of things you can choose from, I'm just going to put Wingstop first because of that.
Okay.
So that's like a one-stop shop where you can go somewhere and get any goddamn thing you want.
Any flavor wing.
Any flavor wing you want. Now, number two for me. Now, there's some places on here I never even heard of and never been to. I never heard of GR Crickets. I don't know what the hell American Deli is. I know what Hooters is. Miller's, the only Miller's I know is Ale House. I'm not sure that's the same Miller's I'm talking about. House of Wings, I never heard of that as well. Zaxby's, I've heard of Zaxby's, but I never had wings there. So for me, my number two.
I thought they just did tenders. I've never had Zaxby wings either.
No. Yeah, well, same thing. So for me, Twin Peaks, in which where I frequent all the time, purposely to watch soccer and smoke my cigars. I'm sure they're probably gonna see this. All my people at Twin Peaks right over here in Pines, and they have one over here in Durrell as well. They make my wings the way I like. The way I like. I like my wings grilled. I like six. That's all I need.
You like flats or drumettes?
I like flats. I like flats.
Yeah.
And they make my six flats, and I'm good to go get my cafe on leche, get my cigar and my goddamn Coke with no ice, and I'm good. Now, as far as the other places, Hooters, I haven't had wings from Hooters. Oh, my God. It's been years.
Yeah, it's probably been
years.
I'm trying to think. It's probably been
a very long time. I can't remember the last time I've been to Hooters. It's been that long?
Probably 20 years. Maybe longer. Yeah,
it's been a minute, but I ain't been to Hooters in a long time. And in chat, if you guys are familiar with some of these other restaurants, I would.
Man, I ain't heard about two or three of these places.
Wait, what is Harold's Chicken Shack? Where is that?
I don't know. Where is Harold's?
I never heard of American Deli. I heard of Jerry's Deli. I ain't seen Jerry's Deli. It used to be a Jerry's Deli on the beach. That closed down. I ain't seen a Jerry's Deli since. Miller's. I know about Miller's Ale House.
Yeah.
I don't know what Miller's is.
I ain't gonna lie, Ocho. I mean, I'm not the biggest wing eater, so it's not like that's someplace. I can't remember the last time I actually went to a bar or a restaurant and watch the game. Probably, right. Let me take that back. Probably, it might have been, oh my gosh. Harold's in Chicago? Hold on. I think the last time I actually went somewhere and I watched a sporting event at a bar, I'm going to date myself. It was probably 2001. Me and Ray went to the ESPN zone in Atlanta.
Which Ray? Ray Lewis?
Yep.
That's my guy. I love Ray, man. That's Ray.
That's the only thing that's... It's just hard because, like, I don't watch with the sound, right, and I'm trying to focus. Even before I got into this and analyzing and stuff like that, I've always been like that.
Hey, what's up? Say hey to Aunt.
Hi.
How you doing? Where Rail? Rail
asleep?
She in the room.
She in the room. She in the bed.
Oh.
Tell Rail I said come here. Yeah. See, you with sound, I'm at Twin Peaks. Oh, it's soccer team. What happened?
I know the best wings. I don't know about the wings, but I'm talking about the chicken tenders.
Ooh. Oh, I don't eat chicken tenders.
Magic City. Magic City got them five wings too. And catfish tenders.
Wait, catfish tenders?
Yeah.
You mean catfish itself? How do you make catfish a damn tender?
Easy. The same thing the same way you make a turkey sausage. And chicken sausage the same way. Man.
I don't know. Baby, where you at? Come here. Who got the best wings?
Right here?
Yeah, who got the best wings?
Does it?
I mean, if to you, for the places you've been throughout your life, who sells the best wings to you? She gonna say anywhere in Atlanta.
She know my day. We can put it down. Oh, Fox Brothers got some good wings too in Atlanta.
Fox who?
Fox Brothers. It's a barbecue joint in Atlanta, but that's a place they book. But hey, Magic City wings, for sure.
Man, we've been talking about Magic City since we started the show.
When you try to do something. Let me tell you a spot that got some good food. Cam spot, Fellowship.
Oh, man, where you think I smoke at, man? I've been at Fellowship two, maybe three times.
I ain't care nothing about no smoke. I'm going to eat.
Fellowship nights, man. Okay. Fellowship night. Yeah. You know when they got the live music in there too?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, but boy.
We're gonna do something together. We're gonna do something with Laporte. We're gonna have an event with some of Laportier at his spot.
Where? In Atlanta?
Yeah.
Oh shit, I'm coming. But let me know. Let me know now. Yeah. I'm gonna come.
But Magic City got.
Okay, now we've been talking about Magic City for a long time.
I'm trying to do something for two something. Hey, let me know what you're trying to do now. We can make it work now. I put the call in the match.
Yeah, put the call in. Put the call in. Let me know. You know, Spirit gets you to Atlanta for $18.
No, ain't gonna get me nowhere. Mm-mm.
Baby.
I have his son Juju to hook it up.
Yeah, tell Juju holler at me, man. Hit my line now. Wings. What else they got for me in Magic City?
Whatever you like.
You sound like the lady from Coming to America.
No, the food good. The food.
Oh, you talking about the food?
Yeah, the food. They got them. They there. Ooh, they there. I.
Hey, by the way, you stopped and looked up and
man, you know I'm trying to be on my best behavior.
Oh man, that was funny. Okay, that was funny.
Balenciaga bracelet looks exactly like a roll of tape. Ocho, you copping this?
Come on, man. I have a question. That ain't number shipping tape.
That's what it is.
That ain't number shipping tape that costs $8. That ain't number $8 shipping tape. Now listen, High Fashion has been doing this for a very long time. Mm-hmm. They got potato chips. They got potato chip bags that they sell. They have shoes that now are, they look worn. They look dirty. Mm-hmm. All they're doing is recycling some of the things that we've been doing all our life and had to wear and struggle with. And now it's considered high fashion.
Yeah. But see,
go back to what
you was talking about. You threw me off because then you went away from wings and you started talking about thighs. So, you know, you had me shook for a little bit. Cause I thought we were talking about wings, and you say what else they got. Then my brain didn't pick it up quick. You was talking about thighs.
Right.
Yeah.
There you go. There you go. I like the way you clean that up.
Yeah,
that was nice.
Ocho, how much you think that packet tape costs?
Let me see. If it's Balenciaga tape, I probably around 800.
$4,400
what? For some a roll of tape that I can get for $8 from Staples?
Guess what? I'm gonna go right down to the FedEx, buy me some of that packing tape and put it on my wrist.
Yeah, I mean, stuff like that when it comes to Balenciaga and some of those Dior and some of those, I'm talking about super high-end fashion. I always was curious about the people that actually purchase these type of pieces.
Hey, Magic. Can we do a nightcap from Magic City?
Hey, can we do that? But how are people going to hear us because of the noise?
That's all right. That's all right. We get a little private rule. Hey, you know what I'm saying? We do a little tipping. All we doing right now is tipping and sipping. 5 for the bottom and 5 for the top is all to get those draws to fall. Come on down here and see your boy, your favorite Unc, Shay Sharp, Ocho Cinco. Y'all know the time. One time.
Hey, can we do the show and have people?
Huh?
Can we do the show and have people dancing in the background, or you can't do that? Or is that illegal?
I mean, it's Magic's place. Magic can have whatever he want to.
But I'm just thinking what it can do for the show, because it would be a different type of show, something that's no one has ever done before.
Yeah, different.
Like, hey, we start after dark.
So the whole show is bingo. After dark.
Oh, man, listen. What
we had
make
a conversation
kids,
with Caramel, Mercedes. You know.
We're making kids. That could be a different type of show, you know. Nightcap after dark.
Yeah.
Magic City version.
Yeah.
Ooh, I like
Come on down here and see y'all. Hey, watch them scrub the ground. Hit that beat one time. Boom, bam. Oh, y'all know what it is, but all the way live from ATL, Georgia. It's your favorite. Hey. Y'all know who it is coming at you. We all the way live down here in Magic City. The wings, the thighs are on point. Oh, one more time, y'all. $10 for the top, $10 for the bottom is all it takes to get those draws to fall. Come on down here and get down with your boy.
Well, you got a little experience on that mic,
one
huh?
Time it is, no DJ? Show. One time for your boy. Hey, I was watching Freaknik last night, and it took me back. Ocho, it took me back. They left a lot
Hold
of parts.
Was you on now?
Nope, they didn't see your boy. They didn't see your boy. But y'all need to come on down there. I'm ready for that. Come on down here. Come on down here. Come on down here and join us. It's your favorite Unc, Shannon Sharp, Ocho Cinco. Y'all know who it is. Liberty City's own. We got the best women in town at Magic City.
Mm, I like it.
Y'all ready for us?
I like it. Yeah, we got to make that happen. I know somebody in Atlanta. Somebody tell Magic and Juju to hit us so we can make it happen.
Hey, tell them. Hell, I can pick up the phone and call them.
Oh, my bad. Well, they getting some good promo now. We need that.
Oh, yeah. It's time for our last...
I can't believe this, man.
What happened?
Them kids wide awake. You don't hear that? Uh-uh. Oh, hell. I'm finna be up all night.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, digs deep into the history of professional basketball, along with my own as one of the first female sportscasters.
Now let's get you up to speed on what else happened around the NBA today.
We talked to all sorts of people I interacted with, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley, and recap iconic moments.
Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rocked the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
As well as some of the wild stories behind the scenes.
We were like, what? What are we in for? The scoreboard crashes before we even tip a game off.
Today, the NBA is a global sports and entertainment giant. players are multimillionaires and cultural icons.
Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala, up for the layup. Oh, blocked by James! LeBron James!
And these stories are about how we got here, both on and off the court. And what's next? Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storr on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And guess what? So are we.
Just in case you forgot, I'm Tori Deal. I'm a 6-time finalist and a Challenge champion.
And I'm Anissa Ferrer, and I've been gracing your screens for the last 2 decades. I am a veteran challenger and Challenge All-Star.
And speaking of All-Stars, All-Stars 4 is finally here.
I'm going to be honest. I literally thought this day was never going to come.
Well, the Challenge gods have answered our prayers, and we're going to be right here along with you fans covering every episode on the podcast.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, redemption seekers, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
Anyone can win, relationships matter, and only one all-star will claim the title of Challenge Champion.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Nikki Glaser Podcast.
Her roast of Tom Brady stole the show. Now she's talking about it on the latest episode of the Nikki Glaser Podcast.
I said, tell Tom Brady that I'm the Tom Brady of roasting.
Lots of people roasted the goat, but only Nikki is still being talked about.
Every time I refresh my DMs, it's 14 blue check marks of people I didn't even know who knew me are writing like paragraphs to me.
Hear that in all episodes of the Nikki Glaser Podcast on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search the Nikki Glaser Podcast to start listening.
Ocho, it's time for our last segment of the night. It is called Q&A.
Q&A. Don't be scared. Ask what you want to.
First question of the night comes from LaShonda Gladney. Shannon, I'm a diehard Cowboys fan, and yes, we're tired of Jerry with this chatter, and yes, he's an attention, you know. We're tired of the Joneses, just like we're tired of how you treat Ocho with his Funko and Pop.
And his, I appreciate that. YouTube, I appreciate Blackie. That. Hey, you still ain't sent my stuff, man.
What you need? What you need, Ocho?
I need my Funko on my plaque.
Oh, and Dr. Frankie L. Bellamy, she sent you a book, and it's like inspiration. It's got a lot of quotes, but
I need that.
And this was for Ocho and Rail, but it came to my place. You know, anything that come to your house in the mail is yours to keep.
No, that's not how that works. They're sending stuff to you because your address is public knowledge and mine isn't.
Well, guess what? Your gifts are at my house and yours is not. Mine's not.
I where you at? You in LA? I'm going to just come get it. You in LA? I'm going to be in L.A. April 8th. Yeah, I need that because I know it got my name on there.
Nope.
Baby! Oh, yeah. Rare!
No.
You sleep?
You can't steal something when they send it to you in the mail.
Oh, are they trying to say you stole it?
Yeah, they're talking about that stealing. Well,
honestly, technically, it is stealing if they send it to you and you know it doesn't belong to you and you don't want to give it to the person it's supposed to be for. That is considered stealing, Lung. I know my rights. That's Amendment 4.
Stealing, the action or offense of taking another person's property without permission or legal right without intending to return it. Theft.
Ah, so you're not intending to return it. See?
They sent it to my address.
By accident.
Okay, well, I'm accidentally keeping it. I ain't keeping it on purpose. So, I don't know what you want me to tell you.
It's cool. I'll be in LA on the 8th to pick up my stuff.
We out of town the 8th, Amy Jordan. Yeah, we out of town. Ocho, I'm sorry. We out of town.
God dang it. There go. There she go.
Rael! How you doing, Rael? Rael, where you been all day?
in the streets with her girls at brunch. They was at brunch and like having mimomos and I'm mimosas. Like, what? Who?
Mimosas.
Get them right out. Whatever. I don't drink that shit, but whatever, you know.
Yeah.
And she coming here all tipsy and drunk and like kissing on me. I'm like, you smell like mimomos. I'm like, chill, little mama. And that's it.
She ain't bring you, she ain't bring you no fridge toast. She ain't bring you nothing back.
Nah, I eat my first watch in the morning. I don't deal with brunch spots that they like to go to. It's too high end. It's too bougie. I don't like that kind of stuff. And then you pay like $80 for a plate, and the plate be this about damn big. Mm-hmm. That ain't me. I stick to what I know and what I've always eaten.
Real, we taking our show on the road. We going to Magic City in a couple of weeks.
Where are we going?
You know what I'm saying?
Said me and him.
No, me and
She tried. She trying to insert herself in the Magic City.
Real gotta go, cause you know.
Yes, I gotta go visit family.
Yeah, she gotta go visit family, and you know, I can use Real as bait. You know what I'm saying, don't y'all?
What? Oh, you.
I got it.
This
my aunt. He from out of town. No, show him a little love.
Hey, Ocho, already got a position. You see how your boy got a position?
you don't need no help, man. You don't need no help. Hey, they finna be up all night.
Well, you gonna be up with them.
Who? Shit me.
Road King 11 said, "We're not fans to Jerry Jones. We're just customers. I'm tired of it. I'm not giving Jerry and Steven any more of my time or money until real changes are made. Boycott the Cowboys." Good job, Roy King. I don't know if that's going to work, though, bro. They love them Cowboys. Laney Ray chimed in. She finally got a question in. I guess she's been in the bed or she's been sick or something, because this first time Laney Ray had asked a question in months. Shannon Ocho, would you rather go to jail for a year or go to jail with a Rubik's Cube and you can leave when you solve it? Yes.
Ooh.
Realize the question dates me.
I'm going with the Rubik's Cube. I'm going with the Rubik's Cube. It's not easy. It's not easy, but there is a YouTube showing you how you can finish it faster than normal.
Oh, so you're not supposed to have phones in YouTube in prison, right? In jail.
I'm just saying, I'm hypothetically speaking.
So you're gonna study before you go.
Yes. And you know how I am when I study for something. I'm always pass it, like with flying colors.
Guess what?
Yeah.
You're gonna be there longer than a year.
Shit me. No, sir. That Rubik's Cube, I'm getting up out of there, boy. I'm gonna get them colors right. I'm gonna get it right.
Man, I'm taking the Rubik's Cube and I'm leaving. I'm leaving on a day. Actually, I'm leaving in like 30 minutes.
When the last time you done a Rubik's Cube?
Oh my gosh.
Exactly. So you're going to be in there about 2-3 months.
You watch your dad.
your spidey senses ain't what they used to be. Like you tell me.
I thought you said I was going to do the YouTube tutorial.
Oh, you going to watch it too?
Yeah.
Okay, well, long as you know. You ever seen them people that can do a Rubik's Cube
in a few seconds? Yes.
Oh, my God.
No. It ain't no drive-by. You go in there and walk out.
It be in and out?
Nah. That ain't happening.
That ain't going to happen. They compete. They have competitions for Rubik's Cube to see who can do it the fastest. Yeah.
Well, don't worry about it. You and I are not doing it. You and I together couldn't beat them kids.
Nah, hell nah.
Kevin Norwood Jr. said, you're great to listen to. I would listen to you all day because you're a fantastic person to listen to. I can't wait to see who stops by Club Shay Shay. I'm ready for the next episode. Kemper, I really appreciate that, man. That's awesome. I appreciate the support. Thank you. And there are lots of other people like you, but I appreciate you chiming in to tell me that. Faith said, hey, Shannon and Ocho, the Powerball is $800 million. The Mega Million is $1.1 billion. Have either of you bought tickets yet? Do you keep the tickets in the Bible for extra blessing? Or would you do, what would you do if you won? Good luck and Godspeed. No.
Well, I haven't played yet. Now that you mentioned it, the chances of me winning are slim. I probably won't win, but I might play because it's at such a such a high dollar amount. And the one thing that I always do for me, for those of you in the chat that know me, when I go to restaurants, I always tip $1,000 no matter what. So if I was to win the Powerball or the Mega Millions or whatever it may be, then I would be adding a zero to all tips when I go out from that point on.
If I want,
that's pretty much it. That's all I'm doing.
Man, if I want $1 billion, Savannah State moving to the top of the food chain in black colleges. That's for damn sure. What else I want to do? Some in the community. Some in my community that's going to benefit. So I'll probably end up, if I won $1.1 billion, by the time Uncle Sam get his cut, I'm probably going to walk away with like $450 million.
Mm-hmm. Fam, you going to look like University of...
Yeah.
Fam, you would probably look like... I'm
Savannah
trying to think.
State, what, Savannah State getting $100 million.
100?
Yeah. Man, what the hell I'm gonna do with all that? Man, please. I wanted it to be for some good. All that money
right.
Just to have it and give it to my family. No. My family be taken care of. And then I'm gonna do something. What financial literacy, stem cell, something, some program right. That's gonna aid the black community. So I'll probably end up keeping out of 450, I'll keep 200.
Right. So I'm thinking, I'm like, it's a good one. Obviously, you know, I'm tipping. I'm adding an extra zero on all my tips. Those I have kids from, y'all good. Get everybody new house, new car. Probably slide everybody by $5 million a piece. Oh, that's crazy. I'm trying to think what else. Fam, you give a change the whole school. The band, football team uniforms, add on.
I'm gonna drop by 500,000 to Magic.
You hey, you better than me, but I ain't throwing no money I can't do that. Yeah, I'll watch you throw it, but I hand it to him. I can't throw it because I don't like to see women having to pick, like to reach down and pick
that's
up.
That's what
money.
I'm looking
I
for.
That.
I was in prayer. I'm gonna pick that up right there.
Yeah, I don't like that.
That's old band right there.
Yeah, I don't see. I'd rather just hand him the block of the money. Here you go. You don't really have to do nothing for this. Huh?
You trying to steal my thunder?
Nah, that's just me. I don't want to see him. I don't know. Just seeing him bend over to pick up money and put it in the bag.
What you
just
think
don't
I'm in there
right
for?
Yeah, I know. My bad.
I don't
frequent the strip club, so it's not a really part of my repertoire and what I like to see, even though I'm from Miami.
I want to live. I want to know what it's like to make it rain.
I mean,
I'm talking about that Noah's Ark rain. I ain't talking about that little regular. I ain't talking about no little pop-up store like they have in Florida. I ain't talking about the little pop-up shower. I'm talking about that Noah's Ark rain.
Oh, so you trying to act like BMF when they was in Magic City back in the day when I seen the pictures and the videos of them.
Yeah, that means
where the money was up to your knees in the club. That's what you're trying to. Oh shit. That's a different ball game. I heard the stories.
Janet Ortiz, hi, Uncle Ocho, love you guys. Can you wish my baby Jalen happy anniversary? It's our 7th one. Jalen, happy anniversary. Happy 7th anniversary. Janet wanted to shout you out, say how proud she is of you and how lucky she is to have you in her life. So happy 7th anniversary to you guys, Jalen and Janet. Many more to come,
happy
guys.
Happy 7th, Jay.
D-Jack said, Uncle Ocho, where are your go-to pick lines with you want to pursue a woman? Man, I ain't got no... Oh. I ain't got no line.
I don't...
You like me? I like you. Come on.
That's a good question. A line. I ain't used no line in a long time. Boy, it's been a long time, man.
I mean, if you think about it, Ocho, I mean, anything that you say can be considered a line.
Yeah, you're right.
Because I promise you, You told somebody else. You said that exact whatever you said to a woman, you've told somebody
else.
That.
You said it before.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anytime you fill out a resume, don't you all you fill them out all the same, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Shit. A line. Shit. Sometimes you ain't got to use a line. Shit. Your face is enough.
Yeah, exactly. Louisiana born and raised asks, is Sterling invited to Magic City? Hell no. Stay his old ass. Stay his old ass home. He ain't coming with me. He invited. Just not on the night I'm there. Spoiling all my fun. Hey, Dwayne Hines said, Ocho, what are your top three Unkisms? What are your top three Ochoisms? Also, do you think the NFL will ever bring back NFL Europe? To answer your last question first, if they think they can turn a profit.
Absolutely. Hey, some of them unkisms is in my notepad. they are in my notepad written down. And my favorite one, you remember the one you told me? This is my favorite, if you can remember it.
What's that?
The love, were you doing the most?
Oh, yeah.
The love one.
Yeah.
You remember? Yes. Boy. Listen, I can't wait till we argue. Because I'm finna pull that out, boy. I'm loving the most, but I'm getting the least. I don't know how to say it the right way, but I got it written down.
Yeah. I love the most, but I receive the least.
Ooh. Well, hey, as a matter of fact, when I say it, when we arguing, I'm going to make sure a tear drop. I need a tear. I need a tear falling. So when I deliver it, like I really needed to hit home. And before she can answer back, I'm going to walk out and say, I need some time to myself. And just. Like boom. Yeah. Sometimes you gotta set up the argument like that.
You gotta set it up.
Yeah.
Kamari Denard said, how did the NFL announce Offensive Player of the Year and other awards in the 90s? Like, was there big award shows? No. And did they personally call you? There were no award shows. I think they just sent you the award. I don't remember. I think like maybe like they started having like award shows like in 2000. I wasn't even able to go because I had a prior engagement at the Super Bowl. And my brother went, I was a tight end of the year, and my brother went and picked up my award for me. So, but no, there was no, I mean, there were none of that in the 90s now. Not to my knowledge. Now, I didn't win no awards, but I don't remember. I think they just sent you the award. Greg Martinez, can you give a birthday shout out to my daughter Lily? She's a diehard Broncos fan, and her 11th birthday is on Wednesday. Happy early birthday, Lily. Your father, Greg, wanted us to give you a happy birthday shout out, even though your birthday is on Wednesday. So we're giving you an early birthday shout out. Happy 11th birthday, and many, many more to come.
Happy birthday.
Blow the straw. What's up, Unc? Thanks for winning my dad some fantasy bread. Ocho, what do you remember about Stokely's 86-yard game-winning play, my first NFL game I watched?
Ain't that where the ball tipped up when we was playing Denver?
Yep.
Yeah, I remember that. That's been so goddamn long. That was the first game of the season, wasn't it?
Was it?
That was week one, if I'm not mistaken.
It might have been.
Yeah, I think that was week one, man. Honestly, bro, I can't remember. I can't remember, man. Once football season ended, or once it was over, once I was retired, man, just thought and the memories of it's all faded, man. So far, just honestly,
Angelita,
I remember that play though.
Angelita Marie,
they won the game off that bullshit, man.
Angelita Marie, it's my birthday weekend. I'm fine and free at 43. Happy to wrap up the weekend with Unc and Ocho. My roots are South Florida and South Georgia, so you two are Honey Spice Barbecue. Much love from the A. Thank you, Angelita.
We really
appreciate that. She added all that thing. She said she fine and she free.
Yeah, that was for you. I'm surprised you ain't catch on. Fine and free, huh? Add one more after that. What you think it is?
Well, you know what I'm saying? All right.
Anyway, you're a trip.
Don Patterson Energy say, hey, Uncle Ocho, I'm curious, how often do NFL players practice during the season? Thanks in advance. I don't know. I don't, honestly, I couldn't tell you now. We practice
that CBA
on.
Got, that CBA got it tight, yeah, bro.
We practice Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Friday was a half a day, and then you had walkthrough Saturday morning. But I couldn't tell you how they practice now. I really couldn't.
Yeah, it's a little different now.
Jay asks, what do NFL players do during time of the year? Rest, spend time with family, do trainers suggest certain players lose weight, gain weight? Please get Prime back on night camp for 2.0. Thanks. I mean, they're probably starting back training now. I mean, here it is. Oh, yeah. Yeah, they've been training.
What we in? What month we in? What
it's
month
March.
We in? March?
About to hit yeah. April, yeah.
Yeah, working their way back in. Yeah. Working their way back into it.
Yeah.
Gradually.
Gradually, yes. Because when is the draft? In April or May?
April 8th, right? April 13th?
April 8th.
Wait.
April 25th?
I don't.
April
I don't
25th.
Even know. Oh, it's the end of the month.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. April 25th. So new coaches, you could have three camps. So pretty soon, I mean, you might have they're not gonna have any camps till they get the rookies.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, they're getting back in shape. They're started running, they'll hit the gym. Most of them probably done gone on at least one vacation. If that's what they do, if that's who they are. But right. Most of the guys have, you know, started back doing some light running, starting gradually build back up to it. Spangler says, tomorrow would have been my late husband's Mason's and our 7th wedding anniversary. He was a Titans, Grizzly, Vanderbilt fan. I like to think we'd enjoy watching Nightcap together. It's an honor of him. Can you shout him out? Spangler, we would love to shout Mason out. And I'm so sorry for your loss. I think he would have liked, he would enjoy watching Nightcap along with his Titan Grizzlies and Vanderbilt Commodores with you. And you guys would have loved watching Uncle Ocho. So thank
Salute
you.
Salute to Brother Mason. Tell my mama I said what's up, man.
So thank you.
Shit.
Thank you very much for watching us. And we really appreciate the support. Ryan Sibbles. Got my Laporte here. Adding water really does make a difference. Question, which past athlete do you wish you've seen in person? P.S. Don't hold the pop hostage. Yeah, he can't. Ocho can't get this. I told him for a nominal fee, I'll let it go. Can I get you one? Say the word. Yes, you actually can get me one. Now, have me right. You'll need to get the part. To make it official, you've got to have a part. Which past athlete I wish I could have saw?
Which past athlete to watch?
Oh, sport. I would probably say baseball, it would be Hank Aaron, Babe Ruth. Football, Jim Brown. Tennis, Arthur Ashe. Basketball, Wilt Chamberlain. Track and field.
Jesse Owens.
Oh, yeah, Jesse Owens and Jim Thorpe. Who you got?
Past athlete I would have loved to see. I would like to see Babe Ruth. I want to see what all the hype is about. I would have loved to see what all the hype was about with Babe Ruth. I wish I would have loved to see, if it was boxing, I would love to see Muhammad Ali.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, golf, I would love to see Arnold Palmer. Even though I don't watch golf like that, I would love to see what obviously the hype was about and how good he was back then. Football, I would love to see Walter Payton. I would love to see Walter Payton live. Hockey, I think obviously Wayne Gretzky is not that far removed, not that far removed from playing, but obviously I wasn't paying attention when he was playing to understand his greatness that is still to this day holds a lot of weight.
Yeah.
Tennis. Yeah, I've been watching tennis for a while.
88. So, yeah, I was in college.
Damn.
Ash asked me somebody, did you see FloJo? I'm like, yeah, Ash, I was in college when she ran in the Seoul Olympics. Actually, I remember in 84 when she ran in, what you call her? Boxing. You know who boxing, Ocho? Sugar Ray Robinson.
Oh, Sugar Ray?
Sugar Ray.
Hey, that was, Sugar Ray was nice, boy.
Yeah. But Sugar you couldn't go wrong with the Brown Bomber, Joe Louis, Jack Johnson.
Well, that's throwback, boy.
Yeah.
You went way back.
Thank you guys for joining us for another episode of Nightcap. Please.
Oh, we back tomorrow, baby.
Back tomorrow. Please make sure you hit that like button. Hit the subscribe button. And please, please make sure you subscribe to the Nightcap podcast feed. Who is that? Gruff?
The greatest Dutch player of all time, Johan Cruyff. I don't even know it. I don't even know how to pronounce his last name the right way. That's a great question.
Gruff.
Hey, hey, hey.
Please make sure you hit that. Please make sure you subscribe to the Nightcap podcast feed. You can listen through the Club Shay Shay feed, but we greatly appreciate it if you listen through the Nightcap podcast feed. So please make sure you subscribe to that. Thank you guys for selling out Shea by LaPortier. We did pin the link at the top of the chat, and we're only taking pre-orders. But with the shipment that we just got in, we should be able to fulfill all orders. So thank you very much. I'm your favorite Unc, Shannon Sharp. He's your favorite number 85, route runner extraordinaire, Bengals Ring of Fame honoree, legend, Chad Ocho Cinco Johnson. And we're back tomorrow night. Thanks for joining us.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Nikki Glaser Podcast.
Her roast of Tom Brady stole the show. Now she's talking about it on the latest episode of the Nikki Glaser Podcast.
I said, tell Tom Brady that I'm the Tom Brady of roasting.
Lots of people roasted the goat, but only Nikki is still being talked about.
Every time I refresh my DMs, it's 14 blue check marks of people I didn't even know who knew me are writing like paragraphs to me.
Hear that in all episodes of the Nikki Glaser Podcast on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search the Nikki Glaser Podcast to start listening.